On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU football team. Currently sitting atop the NSIC standings at 3-0. We'll host Minnesota Duluth tomorrow. Dusty Sluzewicz joining us, safety from the gangrene defense. Dusty, congratulations on a great start to the season.
Thank you.
You guys win the opener, get momentum going your way. You guys played pretty well defensively, obviously with a shutout. Then you got to sit a week. Then you got to go on the road to a team that had only lost twice at home in their history of their new stadium. Go out and get into a little bit of a track meet with them in the fourth quarter, and you get an overtime victory. What was the emotions like after the Auggie game and trying to get yourself then back up on an upswing before last Saturday's game?
The emotions after Auggie were huge, obviously. It's a great win for our program. And pretty much the senior leadership on the team knew that you can't sit on last week's game when you got Southwest, who had 500 yards of offense, coming to town. So we did a great job kind of celebrating and then moving on.
You know, you look at the schedule, and after the overtime Auggie win, you look 2 weeks ahead of time, ooh, Duluth's coming here. It's human nature to look past Southwest. Does the fact that they put up massive numbers against UMary, did that help kind of refocus you guys?
It is human nature to look ahead to the big games on the schedule, but, you know, like I said with my last comment with the seniors on this team, well, we know what's at stake every week, and the NSIC proved last weekend that any team can be beaten on any day. You look at St. Cloud and Duluth.
You guys, I'm going to be blunt. You're always going to be, quote-unquote, second fiddle to Duluth and the Mankatos and the Auggies. Do you kind of take that as a challenge and use that to maybe get a little motivational edge?
We look at it as a huge challenge, and we don't mind being the underdogs too much. But obviously being ranked for this game going in, it's 23rd, 24th, or whatever. That feels pretty good. We're pretty proud of it. But we're 3-0 right now. And when we look at our records, it really doesn't matter for Saturday. Duluth lost last weekend, but we're looking at it 0-0. And just trying to play our best football. We get better each week. Like you said, we take the Minot game into Auggie, the Auggie game into Southwest. Let's take Southwest into Duluth.
What makes this defense click?
You know, we're not the biggest, fastest group that has ever played for BSU, but we play hard together, and I think that's what makes us all click. We got good good camaraderie, I guess you could say, and we just fly around to the ball, and we all play hard for each other.
There was one question mark about this defense going into the season. It'd be, you know, the front seven graduated some studs off of last year's team. How important is it that they've been playing well for the secondary, knowing that you don't have to sit and cover guys forever?
It has been very nice, and there was a lot of questions. And I have Josh Bessie's my roommate, and I've been giving him a hard time the first few games, but now I've gotten off his back a little bit. And, yeah, I think they took a pride thing for them, and they want to show that we are one of the best defenses in the NSIC.
What concerns you the most about Duluth?
Obviously, in the past, we haven't played well against them. I know last year we didn't play very well, but they do have tendencies that we're going to look at this week. They're coming off a loss right now. They're defending national champions. What else is there to say?
What's it like as a player to play under the lights at the Chet on a Saturday with, you know, a raucous tailgating crowd, and last week especially with the Shrine game and their tailgate party and everything? What's it like as a player?
Our fans have been awesome this year, and being here for 5 years, this is definitely one of the best years as fan base, and the night games are awesome, and it's great going out there.
Your parents don't miss many games, do they?
No, and I'm pretty proud of that. They make all of my games, and it's awesome as a son to have your parents at every game.
What's the story with the dog? Every time I see that dog, it's always wearing a number 5 Beaver jersey. Most dogs don't like wearing jerseys, so what's the story?
I don't know if there's what the story is, but I guess she's part of the family and likes being at the games.
How close are all these parents? I've walked through the parents' tailgate party before the Minot game and then last week, and it's a pretty tight-knit group.
Yeah, it's just I've been here 5 years now, and I definitely think that our team-wise is a tight-knit group, and I think that makes the parents even tighter, that the players on the team are tight, and it's just all around big circle of everyone is going for the same goal this year, and it's nice to see.
5 years ago, what made you make the decision to come here?
I kind of had a pipeline from my school in Chicago. A couple guys on the team, George Cadillac was here, and I played football with him from when I was 6 years old. So,
safety going up against the wide receiver. You guys bitter rivals growing up?
Yeah, I could say we were little rivals. My dad coached him in Pop Warner. And, I mean, in high school, he kind of took me under his wing a little bit. And then I came up here on my visit. We went ice fishing together. And, yeah, when I got here and I was playing and he was a senior, he had set the record for most touchdowns in a season. And I could say there's a little rivalry there.
Dusty, congratulations on a great start and good luck Saturday.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.